There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. And joining us right now on the Fan Hotline is our good friend, a good man, Mark Caboli, and the Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mark, you can share whatever you feel comfortable sharing. That means you don't have to share anything. People have been wondering what the hell happened. The Athletic seems like they screwed the pooch here, but what's going on and how you doing, big guy?
I'm doing good. I have to warn you, I might be breaking up here because I'm heading to the dentist. I'm somewhere in Harmony, PA. Not quite sure where I'm at. You know, you got to get those benefits for the next couple more weeks. So you have to,
push them out, right? So, I mean, you got plenty of dentist time now, but that's true. Whatever you need for the Achilles, man, these next couple of weeks, you get it free beat, all right? Yep.
Yeah, I got plenty of time, but not plenty of insurance, so it's a catch-22.
Oh, man.
Did he say Harmony? I think he meant, I think he's confusing Hermitage and Harmony.
No, no, it's like York School District area. I don't know. I followed the map quest, and they take you through, I think I'm in Smithton. I don't know where. Wait, Sudersville. I'm going through Sudersville. So well, there you go.
You're also kind of in purgatory, not to like make light of this situation or anything, but like I don't know if the Athletic knows this, but the football season's right around the corner. Do you have irons in the fire, so to speak, Mark?
A lot of people reached out yesterday, and you know, some legit, some interesting. So you know, there's no really hurry. We'll see how things play out a little bit, playing the game a little bit here. You know, a little bit of hard times, right? During dusty roads, 1985.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the hard times. No, hard times is when, 30 years in the business and they give you a Rolex watch and tell you you're replaced by a computer. I'm doing my dusty roads there, but we'll get through it. I don't know about broadcasting my entire life of my firing on the airwaves.
No, that's fine.
Hey,
that's fine.
It is what it is.
Well, Mark, you may have lost your job, but you didn't lose your knowledge. Broderick Jones at right tackle, but it was reported yesterday that by Jerry Dulac that Troy Fautano will be the starting right tackle whenever he comes back from his injury. Why not just put Broderick at left to start right now and put Dan Moore Jr. at right? I feel like that's the biggest story right now is Fautano will be the starter once he's back from being healthy, and Broderick possibly will be the left.
Yeah, I think it's all just they're not very comfortable with Dan Moore. Right tackle. I mean, it's going to really hinder Roger Jones' development. You see how many snaps he played on, what was that, Friday night? He played a little bit too much for my liking, if you ask me. But, I mean, Mike Tomlin's on record of saying that he stinks at right tackle. He's on record of saying I'd rather play left tackle. At this point, you might just have to bite the bullet for a couple of weeks until Fautano comes back. Then you can make that switch. You know, some people can make that switch relatively easy, and I think Broderick Jones is one of those. And other people are very difficult to make that switch just from the left to the right side with the feet footwork, and I think Dan Moore is that guy. I don't honestly know if Fautano will be back in time, to be honest with you. I mean, He's not going to play against the Lions. He's not going to play against the Bills. Then you got 2 weeks, and you're going to throw him right in there. That's a little iffy now. Sure, they'd like him to be in there, but I'm not 100% sure. Let's see how he recovers from this knee sprain. But make a long, short story long, it's because Dan Moore can't play a right tackle.
Do you think that they have this wonky setup now where Broderick is the right and Dan is the left because they just assume he's not going to be healthy, Faltanu, I mean, to play in game one against Atlanta, and they won enough games last year with that combination?
I mean, it's not like Dan Moore is a total bum. People read Pro Football Focus and just figure that, you know, he gave up 7 sacks or whatever it is, he's a bum. I think he's still a, you know, a solid player. Maybe he's not a superstar tackle do you want playing 17 games, but he can get the job done here. So I think they have a ton of confidence. Plus, I mean, how many teams in the league have a tackle, a backup tackle, a swing tackle that has like 50 career starts and is only 25 years old? So I think that's the best route to go right now. Like I said, I don't think it will be a difficult flip when Faltanu gets back. And, you know, you have to pretty much have to start Faltanu if you think about it. Dan Moore, there's no guarantee he's be around next year. If he's smart, he probably wouldn't be around next year. So you might as well go with, you know, the youngsters up front and let him work through some issues early and get better by that second half of the season when you're going to need him.
Mark, what do you expect to see out of Russell Wilson on Saturday? How much do you expect to see Russell Wilson on Saturday? And how different do you think it'll look from Russell Wilson's performance Saturday compared to Justin Fields' performance this past Friday?
I think it'll be noticeable. I mean, all we've seen is highlights and videos and, you know, with your own eyes of Justin Fields in a practice situation where there's not much, let's be honest, there's not much reading of defenses. Pretty much you know what's going and you're throwing it there, and that's been his issue right now. So I think Russell will play. I don't know if I'm pretty sure he'll start. But he'll play, you know, 3-4 series. And I think, I mean, what the key is with the quarterback position, and this is, I would assume this is the Steelers' belief here, is you just can't turn the ball over if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2024. You got a defense that's $160 million plus. You got a running game and an offensive coordinator and a lot invested in the offensive line. You know how you blow that all up? You turn the ball over and you don't convert third downs. And what did Justin Fields do? I know it's preseason. You just can't do that. So I think the safe bet is Russell Wilson. And I think you will see that Saturday where he'll do what they want him to do to be able to be successful in this offense. And then all of a sudden the national cry for Justin Fields to win this competition will be put to bed.
The unemployed yet still insured Mark Caboli joins us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. How do you think this Ayuk situation winds up playing out, Mark?
I think, honestly, what I heard is, I mean, obviously there's nothing going on right now, which leads me to believe, I was told there's nothing going on right now, so what leads me to believe is it's in 49ers court. You know, if the 49ers want to move him, the 49ers remove him. If not, he'll stay with the 49ers and they'll have to deal with it. How much patience do they have with the situation is probably going to be the determining factor. But Omar's playing the long game here. He's been playing the long game probably since April, saying this is their offer. Honestly, most of the leverage is on the Steelers' side right now. I mean, it's either get something for Ayuk, or he could become an issue, or you get at least get something for him in return, whatever it is, if it's draft picks or whatever. It's all based on what the 49ers are going to do. And I think eventually they're just going to just say, I'm tired of this. We need something else. And I think eventually he will be a Steeler. Who knows when? That could be, for all we know, that could be October 30th or whenever the trade deadline is. But I think eventually this year, he will be a Steeler.
All right, Mark. Thank you so much for your time. You have a lot of it right now.
Yeah, you know what? I'm lost somewhere in Sutersville now, too. Sorry.
Yeah, get off the phone so you can get on that GPS. We do appreciate your time, man. And seriously, we love you. You're the best at what you do, man. And we know you're going to land on those giant feet of yours.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See you guys. Thanks,
buddy. See you, Mark.
I love you, too. I'm kind of expecting
he doesn't love you.
He should.
Why?
I'm a great man.
Oh.
We've had a long working relationship, me and I would consider Mark a very good media friend.
Mm-hmm. But does he love you?
No. He would have said it if he did.
Does Callis love you?
He definitely should.
Give me like one good reason.
Are you sitting in there? Didn't have to be. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Add yet another person to the pile who thinks Ayuk is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. We have the latest from Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network on the beleaguered and maligned 49ers wide receiver. We'll get to that coming.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Coming up next, the latest on Brandon Ayuk from Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network, we will get to in a couple of moments. I've heard Starkey call him Garofalo.
But I get mixed up, too.
Yeah. I think it's Garofalo.
Yeah, I think it's Garofalo. Yeah. But I feel like the Garofalo.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that messes me up.
You know, that guy Mike from the NFL Network.
Mike.
Yeah. Did you see what Jimmy Garofalo said the other day?
Yes.
He's happy he gets to be himself.
Correct. In L.A.
Didn't he have a porn star girlfriend that he was dating when he was either in Vegas or San Francisco? I feel like he was being himself then.
I feel like it was, yeah.
What?
I don't know.
It was frowned upon? They didn't like it?
I think that it was, I don't know.
They weren't dating, were they? It
was
just a thing.
I think it was like not the normal like porn star girlfriend that you would think that Jimmy Garofalo would have. I could be wrong. I don't know. That's why I didn't want to say it. But from what I saw before, it was a
prostitute.
No. It was
there's obviously something here that you can't say.
That so I just don't want to get myself trapped.
I'm going to back away from it now is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
I'm going to back away.
Yeah.
How about that? I'll just back away. We're going to move on. Reverse course. Steer it back.
Yes.
Before we get into Garofalo, whatever the hell his name is, on the latest on Brandon Ayuk, we were talking about this just delightful weather we're having. And last night opened up all the windows in my house. We got a house fan. You flip that bad boy on. And it just, it felt like fall. And the only thing that was missing was a fall candle. And I am confident enough in my masculinity to be able to admit that I love a damn fall candle, man.
Yes.
I'm talking pumpkin. You're talking apple and cinnamon. So then I Googled the best fall-scented candles. And number three on a list of 38 on countryliving.com, Doran, is the Homesick Grandma's Kitchen scent. What does that smell?
Hmm.
Grandma's kitchen.
Maybe
scent.
Like cookies.
It says here butter, apple, sugar, cookie. Ooh.
It'll carry you through the holiday season, it writes right here, Dory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If it was my grandma's kitchen, that would also come with a side of guilt and a little bit of verbal abuse.
Oh.
Just a little bit.
That's not nice.
R.I.P.
Mm-hmm.
You like the candles?
I love candles.
See, if Doran likes candles, I think we're good.
I love candles. Like, I can't wait to go and buy like the bulk and get ready for the fall.
Yes.
So I have them on stock, so I don't have to like be like, oh, we don't have a candle for tonight. Like,
oh, I want my house to have multiple fall candles pretty much from the beginning of September all the way until football season's over.
Yeah.
Callis, you ain't ever bought a candle in your life, have you?
No, I've had some around the house, though. I'm not opposed to them. I don't actively.
Well, your mom still buys your clothes, you said, so she probably buys the candles, too, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Here's Mike Garofalo on the latest with Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, I believe, based on every conversation I've had, if the 49ers say, hey, Omar Khan, Pittsburgh Steelers, deal done, we're sending them to you. Boom, the deal's done in a matter of seconds, and then the contract's done in a matter of minutes as well. Again, talked about that a couple minutes ago, that being part of this whole situation. But the 49ers, who, and Tom, you made it clear the other night, we talked about this part, were looking for the possibility of then filling the hole with another wide receiver if they trade away Ayuk, which they could have done as part of the deals with Cleveland and New England that just never came to fruition. Pittsburgh just doesn't have that guy. Kind of canvassed the market and said, well, you know what? A lot of these guys either don't stack up to Brandon Ayuk, or the cost is going to be what we're getting back around. So why are we even trading? Let's just try to reset this thing. So they did, and they made an offer, and it's pretty clear by the fact that nothing is done that offer wasn't good enough for Brandon Ayuk's liking. And now it just kind of seems like it's stuck in limbo based on every conversation that I have had today. And I think the ball at this point probably in the 49ers court. And it's up to them to decide, do they want to pursue the trade, or do they want to continue to try to get a long-term deal done with Ayuk? No real progress on either front over the weekend.
There we are again. Same place.
Yep.
But I do think it makes sense that if you're a Steelers fan, you don't have to freak out right now, because all this re-engagement of contract negotiations between John Lynch and Brandon Ayuk and Brandon Ayuk's agent, if there were progress, I feel like we would know that there was progress, and I feel like something just would have simply gotten done. Like, I don't think that they were necessarily far off in their terms before. Didn't he want $28 million and they were offering him $26 million?
Yeah. But you brought up yesterday the whole tax thing.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I would read into that, but maybe a little bit.
So do you want 30 from them, whereas you'd be okay with taking 28 or so from the Steelers, something
yes.
like that?
Yeah, 31 from them, 28 from the Steelers. I think it's like a $3 million difference that of like whatever it is.
I mean, I could see that being a sticking point. I could also see it being a sticking point for Brandon Ayuk that they hadn't been willing really to have the hardcore negotiations before. They had some, but he's been on the block for months and months and months now. And if they were serious about the negotiations then, he wouldn't have been on the block for this long. So I think it's still a staring contest, and I still think ultimately he will be a Pittsburgh Steeler, because I just don't think they want to deal with him anymore there.
Would you, if you're him though, and I was just thinking in my head, like if I was him at this point, like would you want to deal with the 49ers anymore? Like it's taken this long for you for $3 million more, and you don't want me, and you don't think that I'm, you know, and that big of an asset to the team? Like I wouldn't want, it'd be down to one team. Like I'm either getting traded or you guys are going to lose out, and I'm willing to lose some money. Like,
and then it becomes a staring contest with Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, where they're saying, well, we're not going to pay you then, and you're under contract, and let's see how that goes.
Right.
And I don't think a team with Super Bowl aspirations wants to go down that avenue. I don't think they want a guy around-ish who's not going to be playing for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then people keep talking about the contract tolling, and if he doesn't play this year, look it, if they hold on to Brandon Ayuk, I do think we'll see him this year. Eventually. There is a drop-dead cutoff date where he'd have to report and he'd have to play, and I think we would see him at that point, but do they want that hanging over them until that point? Probably not. So you just wait. Now, Caboli threw something out I hadn't thought about before. Maybe this goes on until the trade deadline.
Huh.
And at that point, you would open things up to other suitors as well, because
now or then?
Players would get hurt. Yeah.
Now?
Then.
What about now? Like, if you felt like it was going to go all the way to the trade deadline, you'd need a receiver now.
Steelers do?
Yeah.
Sure they do. Sure they do. And you don't want to have to wait that long.
No.
The staring contest can only go so far.
Right.
And then I've seen Steelers fans say, go try to trade for CeeDee Lamb. I have not read one place that despite all the crap going on between CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jones in Dallas, that they are shopping him around.
No.
Now, maybe they will, but I feel like we would have read something to that effect to this point. I don't think that that would be happening and would be being kept quiet right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could see that being a leverage play from the Steelers, too. If he were available, then they would know, and they would want it out there that he's available to say, hey, 49ers, there's one place Brandon Ayuk wants to go, and it's here. But now, we might just go out and get CeeDee Lamb.
The Steelers would definitely entertain that if that was an option.
Sure they would.
I mean, what is CeeDee Lamb? I mean, how much more would he get paid? I think maybe
offered him like 30?
I think CeeDee Lamb has a legitimate argument to be the highest paid receiver in
football. I agree.
And I don't think Brandon Ayuk has that same
Totally agree.
Because if you're looking, I'm looking at it right here. So the top six guys, the cutoff there is Devontae Adams making 28. And then DJ Moore at 27.5, 26.5 for Cooper Kupp, Devontae Smith 25. I think Ayuk can fit into that area.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson, the best at $35 million. And I do happen to think he's the best in the game. And then it's AJ Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think CeeDee Lamb is better than Amon-Ra St. Brown, even though I think he's a very good player. So I think reasonably CeeDee Lamb should be at, he should be asking to be the highest paid receiver in football. And I think if the Steelers do get Ayuk and they pay him the reported figure from Albert Breer, which is $28 million, you are paying a guy at a position of need, for sure, but you are overpaying him based on where he slots into the top receivers in football. If you spent the extra $7 million on a CeeDee Lamb, I think you would be getting what you pay for there more so, if
Absolutely.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But I don't think he's on the table. Let's talk about that $28 million figure, though, because that is the latest report from Albert Breer. The Steelers, if this trade were to get consummated, would be paying Brandon Ayuk around $28 million. What does that mean? We'll talk about it. Nate tweets in, Doran. We're having a stimulating candle conversation in the last segment, and Nate writes, Bath & Body Works just had buy one, get one free candles. The wife and I stocked up.
Man.
More candle talk, please.
They just had, so it's done?
I hope it ain't over.
I'm going there right after the show.
I might. You want to go together? A little Bath & Body Works trip?
No, we're going to different times.
You ever go to Bed Bath & Beyond?
Oh, I love that place.
Oh, you could spend an afternoon there.
They have a whole candle section.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have like 67 different scents.
Oh, they got their own candle Banana Republic going on.
You can get anything in that store.
You could build, and beyond, you could build an entire house out of candles.
Forever.
You walk up in there.
And beyond.
Mm-hmm. More candle talk, please, Nate says. Text line exploding on the candle talk as well. I think people relate to it. I don't think people want to admit. I don't think men want to admit that they love the candle.
But why?
I don't know. I don't understand it. You come to my house on a college football Saturday, and God bless my family, they're upstairs. You stay. You go do your, maybe I'll take the baby. You go upstairs. You got the whole basement, got the pub, got TV in the pub,
mm-hmm.
got TV in the living space down there too, so we got the two TVs going.
Mm-hmm.
Crack the window, and then there's like four fall candles going.
Yes. I mean, that's an absolute.
Yeah, it's the smell of ball, I think.
Pre-game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pre-game meal.
Oh. And then you get some chili.
Chili?
Get some chili on the pot. Oh, yeah, man.
I'm excited.
We're right there.
Yep.
And then I just got a text. I should be more excited about this. My daughter Army crawled for the first time.
I saw that.
And I missed it. We were probably talking about candles, and my wife is seeing something happen for the first time, and it's never going to happen again the first time of the crawling.
You missed it.
And I get the video. And now you've experienced it as much as me because I've shown you the video. And right. I'm very proud, but I'm also upset. I missed the first time my other daughter laughed. That sucks. People texting in saying TJ Maxx has great candles at half price.
Nice.
Trader Joe's has good fall candle scents, but they burn way too quick.
See, I don't like that. Yeah. You got to find the right ones.
Mm-hmm.
You got to explore. Like, I've explored different candles and seen which ones last long and which ones don't.
You should be able to light a candle in a store. You should be able to light it and then blow it out real quick and then sniff it.
Why?
So that you know exactly what you're buying. Because sometimes you get the whiff of the candle, but it's not lit, so it's not as good of a, you don't get as good of a feel.
I feel like you can get the same scent if you smell it and it's burning.
I don't think so, man.
No?
No, I don't think so. No.
You think it burns and smells differently?
This is why, like, when a wino opens a bottle of wine, mm-hmm. they don't just put their nose right there inside the bottle. They pour it out, they swirl it, and then they sniff it.
Mm.
It's a different scent.
Oh, okay.
Texter, you boys ever hear of Velabox, monthly handmade candles to your door? Keep talking.
Right?
I don't got to leave my man dojo in the basement, and they're just going to drop the candles right off at my house? Let's go!
Candles are expensive, though.
Yes. But what isn't anymore?
Yeah, you're right.
You ever had the candles with the wooden sticks, people are asking? The wooden wicks?
No.
Oh, yeah.
What's that do?
They burn longer.
Oh, I need that.
And they make a kind of campfire sound. It's delightful.
Oh, I need that.
It adds even
Where
more
to the
ambiance.
Where do you get those at?
You can get them anywhere. Probably with this Velabox. Texter, candles are not great for air quality. Get the hell out of here, air quality. Yeah. Don't live in Pittsburgh.
You're right.
The hell out of here. All right, so the latest reporting on Brandon Ayuk from Albert Breer is that the Steelers and Ayuk have basically agreed that if Ayuk is traded here, they're going to be paying him $28 million a season. And what does that make you think? Because you brought that, you said that's kind of a big deal. And I agree with that. But why do you think it's a big deal?
That he get paid $28 million here?
Yeah.
Because the Steelers, they never do that.
Mm-hmm.
They never do that. Like, I mean, they are telling us that this is an absolute significant upgrade that we absolutely need. And if we buck up and pay this money and invest into this one player, we feel like we have a legitimate shot at this year. That's what it's telling me. And they never do that. Are you all right?
Air quality. I'm sorry. I had water go down the wrong pipe.
You didn't even drink any water.
I did like 3 minutes ago, and then it...
Just sitting there?
The
just,
residual. Mm. Some of the residual went down the wrong pipe there. It's a huge deal that they'd be willing to go that far with a guy that's not in the organization.
Right.
I mean, you pay Minka 21 plus million bucks is his cap number. That makes sense. He's been around. You pay Cam Hayward over $20 million. That makes sense. Like, they don't pay money for guys that they haven't had in the program in the building.
Right.
Like, you're going to pay Ben a bajillion dollars. Okay. Quarterback, okay. You've had him. You're going to pay TJ, sack record tying guy, that when he's on the field, he's one of the best players, not just defensive players in the NFL. You pay him 30. You pay your own. Even when they go out and they get Patrick Queen, they preyed basically on Patrick Queen wanting to come play for Mike Tomlin. He's not making probably what he could have made.
Right.
He's not the highest paid linebacker in football. And the next one generally is, and he's not.
Well, the Steelers will also be getting a bargain, too, because IU could have gotten paid by the Patriots a lot of money.
$32 million.
They would get $5 million or $4 million less.
Mm-hmm. And you do wonder if TJ Watt's contract does have anything to do with that. You bring in an outsider and you pay him more than TJ Watt, that doesn't feel like the Steelers. But yet again, none of this really feels like the Steelers. Nothing that they've done this offseason feels very Steelers-like. So I think that might have had something to do with that figure that we've heard. And if the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, it'll be $28 million for Ayuk. They probably didn't want to put him up over TJ Watt.
Mm-mm.
And he would not be the second best player on the team, I don't think. I think he's in that conversation. I still think Minka's a better player at his position even than Ayuk is.
Yes.
And Watt definitely is.
Yes.
And when healthy, I think you can make an argument for Cam Hayward, but he's probably no worse than your fourth best player, but probably your third best player. And hey, it's the cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm. And winning.
And it does, like you said, it does tell you.
Yeah.
If you're willing to give up draft picks, and the reported ask, I guess, is a second and a third, you're willing to give up two building block pieces. Those are massive building block pieces. And $28 million. They believe, A, that their receiving core doesn't cut it, but B, willing to give up that much for one guy tells you that they think they are a big-time wide receiver away from legitimately contending.
And they're telling you that they're very comfortable with their quarterback situation. Because if this doesn't work out, you're going to need that money.
All right, wait up. Hold up. Timeout. Put a pin in that. Let's talk about that coming up next. It's a very good point by you. Multiple people have reached out to say that Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, no. Well, they're still up and running, though.
Didn't we talk about this a little while ago?
I don't think we did. But now I'm depressed. We'll talk about what you said about quarterbacks while we potentially mourn the loss of Bed Bath & Beyond during the break. Breaking news. Martavis Bryant, back in the NFL, has signed with the Washington Commanders.
I'd 1,000% take him over Juju if I were the Steelers. If the Steelers were even in discussion, if the Steelers were looking for another wide receiver, 100 million times Martavis Bryant over Juju right now.
I would like you to make eye contact with me right now, Dora. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what I was about to say.
Really?
Yeah. I would assign him before Juju without question.
Yes.
Like, Juju's knees, no good, and Martavis probably ain't going to be the answer for anybody either. But I would have taken a gamble on upside, and I just don't think Juju's got much upside left. We were talking about Brandon Ayuk in the last segment, shocker, shocker, and how Albert Breer is reporting that if the deal is consummated between the 49ers and the Steelers, that the Steelers would be paying him $28 million a season. And you said that actually gives you a look in on the Steelers' quarterback situation. What do you mean?
Well, it tells you that the Steelers are comfortable with their quarterback situation, because if this doesn't pan out, they're either going to have to look into the draft or they're going to have to look to sign another quarterback. If Russell Wilson plays well, he's going to price himself out. I mean, how are you going to be able to pay Ayuk $28 million a year? There's other guys that need contracts. Pat Freiermuth, how are you going to be able to pay all these other guys and then pay Russell Wilson? So I feel like it almost directly points to Justin Fields and how they feel about him, and then giving him a bridge deal for a couple years at a lower rate and living with that for the next how many years? At least Ayuk's contract, mm-hmm. 4 years. That's kind of what it tells me, that they're not going to go out on the open market and find another quarterback at the end of the season. They'll maybe negotiate with Russell Wilson on a lower deal to see what he takes. But if Russell Wilson prices himself out, they're not going to have the financial ability to pay a guy like that. So it really kind of directly points to Justin Fields being the future of the Steelers.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I understand what you're saying. I think in a perfect world, if it would work out with Russ, it would look something like this. Russ starts every game. It works in Arthur Smith's offense. Brandon Ayuk catches a lot of balls. George Pickens catches a lot of balls. You win a playoff game or two, and you say, we haven't done that in a long time, so we're going to pay Russell Wilson. And he signs for, like, the Baker Mayfield deal at $33 million. I think you can survive with that. I think you can make an Ayuk contract work, a $33 million Russell Wilson contract work, and still have paid Freiermuth. It probably doesn't speak all that well for what could happen with Cam Hayward, but you can always move things around financially. James Daniels' money's going to come off the books. They got $85 million next year. I think that's probably as high as you could pay for a quarterback, though,
right?
If you get Ayuk. But I do think it makes sense what you're saying. We're going to pay this guy $28 million, and we know with him, with Pickens, with Freiermuth, with this offensive line, we believe that we've got enough in a Justin Fields on a bridge deal to get it done. Because it's not only the financial stuff either. It's also, you have faith that these guys or one of these guys will pan out. Because giving up a second and a third next year, that could be draft capital that you'd be using to package to move up.
Right.
And draft a quarterback if need be.
Right.
It's probably among the reasons why they don't want to give up a first round pick in this deal. But your second and third round pick are also valuable to attempting to acquire a quarterback as well. There's no question about that. I'm now reading that Overstock.com bought Bed Bath & Beyond.
So they're in business.
Yeah. And they're saying that we conflated Bath & Body Works with Bed Bath & Beyond.
How?
I don't know.
They both sell candles.
They do both sell candles, yeah.
But, yeah. So how?
I don't know. I don't know how Bed Bath & Beyond would go out of business. Amazon.
Yeah.
Maybe there's that.
Yeah.
But I miss the charm of walking around a Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, I mean, like sheets and stuff like that. Like, I want to feel what my sheets are going to be like before I buy them.
Yes.
There's still a little, you know, there's still a factor in all that stuff.
I will maintain from now until the end of time that you will always need department stores because you want to try your clothes on. You don't want to get, you could always do the thing where they're going to mail you different sizes and then you just return, but that's a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's more annoying, the repackaging, the going off and sending it off, than it is to go out for a nice Sunday traipse around the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Malls are bare though now.
They are.
Have you been to a mall lately?
I was at a mall the other day, yeah. I went to Men's Warehouse to get fitted for a suit.
Was there anybody in there?
Not really, no.
Yeah, there's
no. But for me, there's a place for the food court. Amazon can't offer that.
The food court?
Don't you want to get like a
high school.
You don't want to get Japanese chicken on a toothpick?
If I'm going to eat, I'm not eating at a food court in a mall now.
But you're at, listen, it's just one more selling. We got Red Robin, Panda Express, Sbarro, the local classics.
I'm going to the mall, I'm getting my stuff, and I'm leaving. I'm not going to have an afternoon where I have a picnic at the mall.
It's not a picnic. If only for the free samples. I used to hit up, we'd go get the orange chicken at Panda Express, and then they had a Japanese place. You go over there, you get the teriyaki chicken. Bang, boom, bang,
how
boom,
old are
bang,
you
boom.
This?
12. Yeah. All right, coming up next, a former NFL coach thinks it's already done for Justin Fields. Who is that coach? What did he say? And what did Arthur Smith have to say about his quarterback situation? We get into it at the top of the hour. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy summer drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 80.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.